Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome. Are you an artist looking to improve your art biz? The first week of March, and only the first week of March, I'll be offering 3 mini courses, and the Candy Colored Club will also be available. Listen to the end of this episode for all the details, and if you need more info or a reminder, make sure you're on my sweet list, aka my email list. Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Okay, so in January, I had the opportunity to meet with a couple groups of artists. The first one was the ISA, or the Intermountain Society of Artists. It's kind of a mouthful. Anyways, I had the best time being with them. We talked about all things marketing, really trying to simplify marketing for them. I don't know if it really ended up simplifying it for them because they had so many good questions. Pretty sure a lot of them felt like there was way too much to do when I left. However, then I saw a lot of them the following night. I was able to go to the Springville Museum, and they have about twice a year now, they do what's called an artist roundtable. And this artist roundtable is super awesome. First of all, Springville Museum, they are like so amazing. I'm one of their very biggest fans, but they are always doing so much goodness to support artists and the community, not just collectors, but they just do such a great job. So anyways, they have these artist roundtables to basically bring up some hot topics or important topics that are important to artists in general and working artists, and how to help them get their, improve their art business and get their business up to the next level is kind of like what they've been trying to do these last 2 or 3 years. Anyways, there's several topics, and you move around the rooms throughout the museum. And so you can sit in one and talk about Instagram with my friend Miriam. And then you can go 30 minutes later and listen to Brian Krzyzewski talk about sketchbooks. Anyways, there were like all these different topics and different areas. And the group that I was in charge of was all about email lists. And those of you that know me know that I feel very passionately about email lists. I think it's important, and I think it's just such a good way to serve our people. So we had a really great discussion with the groups that I got to meet with that night. And so I thought I would take some of the main topics that we talked about that night and share it here on the podcast for those of you that couldn't be with us at either of those events. And just because these are awesome topics to discuss. Okay, so first of all, one of the things that I knew that I should be doing for such a long time, but I wasn't ready to fully commit, was with my email newsletter. And I know I'm not alone. When I did finally commit, I just couldn't believe the results. So why do you need an email list? Okay, so to answer that question, I want you to consider how are you using Instagram, and how often are you using Instagram? And then what other forms of marketing are you using? Is it Facebook, or do you have an email list? Do you do ads, or do you write on your blog? Do you have a podcast? Do you try to get your work out with press? Like, there's so many different ways that you can market your work. However, I want you to go back to social media. How many people do you think are actually seeing your stuff on social media? Now, a lot of us are pretty aware of this. Those of us with business accounts and get our little analytics. But typically less than 2% of our followers actually see our stuff on social media. And that sounds crazy, but that's the truth, right? And let's talk a minute about your Instagram experience. I want you to think about the people that you follow on Instagram. I want to think about the people that you connect with on Instagram. Now, it's so good to share your stuff on Instagram. It's such a great community. However, how often are you selling your work directly on Instagram? And how easy is it for your people to actually see everything that you post? And so sometimes, you know, you know, I just talked about this in my apologies episode last week, but it's really easy to feel like we can't post the same piece more than once, or we can't talk about the same art show coming up more than once because we don't want to burden people with that. But the truth is, if only 2% of our followers are seeing our stuff on Instagram, then we kind of need to share it more than once. Otherwise, people miss out on it. And I've had firsthand experience with this. I've had lots of people be sad because they missed out on something just because they hadn't been on Instagram for a few days, or they missed that post because they only went so far in their feed, or for whatever reason they missed it. Okay. Now I want you to think about a second thing. I want you to think about the most expensive thing that you've ever bought. And this can't be your house and it can't be a car. I want you to think about something else that was really expensive that you purchased. Now that I want to know, did you purchase that the very first time you ever laid your eyes on it? Okay. Or did you research about it? Did you hear about it from a friend? Okay, I want you to think about all these things with that one item. Now, I think it's so funny that we as artists, we spend all this time in our studio creating away, building, painting, whatever. And then we finally get it up at the show. And when people come and look at it, they ask us some questions and then they move on to the next booth or the next, you know, piece of artwork or whatever. Why are we so floored? Why are we so floored that people don't buy this expensive item the very first time they put their eyes on it, when most of us probably had some sort of background with the item, somebody recommended it, we did research, and that's how we ended up picking that item. Even though it was the first time we laid eyes on it, we already knew about that item. So I want you to consider that with your artwork, okay? Have you ever heard of the know, like, and trust factor? I'm going to go through it really quick just in case. But basically, to be able to buy something, to be able to buy something, first we have to know about it. Then we have to like either the brand or the person behind it. And then the third thing is to be able to trust them. And so to be able to receive, to achieve that know, like, and trust with our collectors, with people that we just meet, there's so many things that need to happen to do that, okay? So social media, press, galleries, shows, this is the first time they see our work. And it is the hello, welcome, we're so happy you're here. And that is wonderful. But what is even better is that if you can invite them to join your email list, then you can continue to serve them, show them how you can fulfill their needs and desires. And we can do so much more with our email, okay? Now let's skip down. I want to talk a little bit about some stats about email list. Okay. So I was doing some research and I found this one website and they explained, this is McKinsey. They explained that emails are engaging 3 times the purchases than social media. Okay. So again, emails coming to people's inboxes, 3 times the purchases are happening because of the emails than because of social media. And then the kicker, not only are there 3 times the purchases, but the purchases that people are making are 17% higher in value. Okay. I have found this to be true, like 150%. And it's so funny because for years I heard people say, oh, just do your email list, do your email list. And I thought that was so great. But then when you put it into practice, it's really hard not to notice. Okay. The other stat that I want to tell you about from McKinsey was, 91% of US consumers are using their email daily. Okay. Now I get it. I don't open my email every single day, but every few days I try to go through and check on everything and make sure everything, you know, just check on things. And so if 91% of US consumers are using their email daily, wow, that's amazing, right? Okay, so you compare that to your 2% of followers that are actually seeing your posts, okay? All right, so we've got that in mind. Now, something that I think that one of the reasons why I think that we don't want to share everything on email or Instagram, we think that we don't want to spoil that or reveal it. Okay. So I see this a lot, and I know this is kind of like a tradition that I personally have been trying to see if I could break it, because I don't know if it's really serving me. So let me explain this a little better. We have a show coming up, and maybe I share a couple pieces, but I don't show everything, right? And then I come to the show and, you know, some people buy some stuff. But what if, and this has happened to me before, what if I show every piece that's going to be there before they come? Then they've had more time to look at it. And then also, if I share about the piece before they come, they get to know the piece. They get to know me, and then maybe they'll even trust me enough to purchase that piece. Okay. So those are the things that we can do so much deeper with an email list. And yes, you can do this with Instagram, and I totally recommend that you do it with Instagram, but I want you to know that you can take it to the next level with an email list. Okay. Now, again, we teach ourselves not to be impulse buyers, but then when the collector isn't impulse buying our work, we think that they don't like it, but that's not the case. I think that, again, that's just the hello. That's just their first experience with our artwork. And so we need to give them more opportunities. We need to let them see our stuff on Instagram, in our stories, in our videos, on YouTube, at the art show, and then in our email list, okay? All those things work together for our good as artists. But I think that they're going to see more on your email list, okay? So I personally know that my work is way better in person, okay? I can't tell you how many times somebody says, oh my gosh, I've always loved your work, but seeing it in person, it's so much better. And at first it like kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable when people would say that, or I've kind of felt bad that I wasn't able to convey the work the same over Instagram or, you know, in photographs. But then it was really valuable for me because I realized that I was going to have to work a lot harder to help people understand what it is that I create and why I create it. And so having that realization that I was going to have to put in more work made it so much easier for me to embrace my email list, okay? So again, how are the people visualizing your artwork? What can you do to make it better, okay? So some more things that you can ask yourself. Does it check off all the boxes? When people see your work for the first time, is it the right fit? Is it the right color palette? Does it need to be bigger or smaller? And these opportunities, whether, you know, even if it's a constraint and they tell you, I can't buy this piece because it's too big, well, it's an opportunity for a commission, right? And so you can continue to serve them by sharing with them on your email list, and then they can come back and commission something that will fit perfectly in that space that they've been thinking about. And I'm going to give you a couple stories with why the email list is so important. The first one I want to share is basically it started in Swiss Days a year and a half ago. So I've done Swiss Days twice. And the first time I did it, there was one of the collectors came and she saw my work and she got on my email list. And I don't think she purchased anything because honestly, I don't even remember meeting her. But then this year she came and she saw the booth and she beelined into the booth. And she was just like, it was like she was in a candy store. Okay. She's just going around. I love this. And I love this. And I love this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I haven't seen a collector beeline into my booth like this yet. Right. Not every once in a while you get some cute people that get really excited, but she was like the best one I've ever seen. And her husband was with her and he was talking to my husband and I, and he explained that they had been the year before and that she's been on my email list. And she told me, she's like, I've just been waiting for Swiss Days to come and buy your work. Well, you guys, she bought quite a bit. She was probably my biggest collector that show. Anyways, what was amazing was that she had been seeing me do pieces from our trip to France with our family. She had been seeing all kinds of like the minis that I had been doing. And the point was, she was already in love with that French series. And so when she came, she just had to decide which one she liked the best. And she waited until she was in person to do it. Okay. And that was pretty awesome because sometimes I think we release a series and we think, oh, people don't like it because they didn't all sell out. But it's not the case. There's people waiting for that perfect time to come and buy our work. And so, you know, we could talk a whole episode about that and how important it is to give people opportunity needs to come to your shows so that they have a reason to come and buy your work. But again, she had waited a whole year. I had served her for a whole year, and she saw all these different things I was offering. And then when she came back, she was ready to buy. And not only that, but she's just such an amazing person. And because she already knew, liked, and trusted me, we were able to start a friendship. And we've spent some time with them together. I've done a commission for them since then, and they're just the most beautiful people. And so it is so rewarding, not just in sales, but these opportunities that we have to serve our people, it's an opportunity for these great friendships and just getting to know them and their story. Like, my life has been so enriched by that. Okay, let's do another story. So this one happened pretty recently. So there's this awesome girl on Instagram, and we had been messaging back and forth in the direct messages. I think she started following me around the time that I did my secret sale last year. And so when I was doing that, she got on my email list and I was serving her, right? Well, the only thing we were really communicating with back and forth was on Instagram, and we were direct messaging each other. And she wanted to have one of my pieces not only reproduced, but we talked about, she really is a style maker or a style trendsetter, maybe call that. Anyways, the point is she's got a really good style. So we had come up with different ideas for reproducing. She really likes that Welcome Children to the Garden piece, and she wanted a big reproduction of it. And the more that we looked around and I was showing her frames and ideas of things that we could do, we came across a silk piece. And she's like, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if we could reproduce your painting on silk? So I was doing all this research and trying to figure out how to do that. And I found a great company in San Francisco. Okay. So amidst all of this, I went ahead and ordered the silk. Obviously this is taking a lot of coordinating. And again, it's all happening in the direct messages on Instagram. Well, the silk arrives, and I go to the direct messages to send her a message and let her know that it's here, and then I was going to take it to the framer that we had decided on. And I couldn't find our messaging thread. It was not there. Okay. So then I'm searching for her on Instagram and I still can't find her. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I start searching in Google Instagram and her name, and it said something like, this person must have closed their account. You guys, talk about panic attack. I had the biggest panic attack because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like by the way, the silk turned out incredible. So I was super excited about that. And I was really excited about this, this clear Lucite box that we were going to do. Anyways, the point is we were really excited about this and I didn't know how to get a hold of her. And so of course my heart sank, and all of a sudden I felt really silly to have been doing all the communications in Instagram, right? Because number one, I don't own Instagram. I don't own my feed on Instagram. I can't dictate when somebody is going to get their account closed for whatever reason, whether they close it or Instagram closes it. I can't dictate if somebody is going to flag my account because for some reason they don't like me that week. I don't know. I don't have any control over Instagram. And so I was feeling really, really sheepish and like feeling very naive and just all the things. You can fill in the blanks. And all of a sudden the thought came, check your email list. Okay. Now, remember, I didn't even know she was on my email list, but I went into my email, into Flowdesk. Big shout out to Flowdesk, you guys. They're awesome. So I went to my Flowdesk subscribers and I put her name in, and sure enough, it popped up, and a huge sense of relief just washed over me. And I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that. And that's when I realized that she had signed up during my promotion for my secret sale, that she had been on my email list that whole time, and that she'd been opening up emails and all that jazz. Okay. Well, I immediately emailed her and gave her my cell phone, and she started texting me, and we've been texting ever since. And it's been so great because now I know that if anything happens, I can get a hold of her on email and on text message, right? And that was such a relief to me. And it was such a big, a lesson for me, a person that is really, I have worked so hard to be consistent with my email these last few years. And it's just ironic that I had kind of just gotten lazy and just done the direct message thing. So if you ever direct message me and I say, here's my phone or here's my email, let's do the conversation over there, you'll know why. Because now I'm paranoid. No, I'm just kidding. No. But yeah, that's totally what happened. And so again, one more reason to be up to date with your email list. Okay. And I think this brings us to another important thing. And this is something that I talked about with the group at ISA, is that not everybody wants to be on your email list. Not everybody wants to follow you on Instagram. And so it's okay to say, oh, you don't want to do email. That's fine. You don't have Instagram. That's fine. Do you want me to send you a text when I have a show, like a week before a show? Would you like a text? Or would you like me to take your home address and send you a postcard when I have a big show coming up? You know, there are so many ways that we can serve the people. One of the cute couples that I talked to at the ISA meeting, they said that they actually get people's phone numbers and they call them when they have commissions. They literally call them. And I think that's so great. I've done that from time to time, but I think that, again, it's all about your people that you're serving, your potential collectors, and what is it that you can do to serve them best. Okay. So again, so many things that we could talk about with email lists. But I just want you to know that it is important to have an email list, and that email list marketing really is the most bang for your buck that you can get out there. And time again, I see the stats, and it's just so apparent that if you're willing to put in the time and be consistent with your email list, that it will benefit you 100-fold. Okay. So I want to ask you another question. You're welcome to email me or direct message me and tell me your answer. But I want you to think about what is overwhelming you when it comes to email marketing. Okay. I want you to think about that and then figure out a way that you can make it happen. Take those things that make you nervous. Maybe you're worried about consistency. So start really small, you know, just do it once a month. Or I have a friend who does seasonal emails, and I think once a month is pretty darn perfect, but I also think that it's okay to do it more often than that. Those of you on my list know that I try to send out an email every week, and it's been really good for me. No, I don't expect everyone to open up every single email, but I want to be able to give them the opportunity when they're ready. I want to make sure that something is out there for them. So again, so many things to consider, but I just think that if you will make the commitment to your email list, I promise that you'll be able to serve your people better, that they will get to know you better. That know, like, and trust thing can happen a lot sooner when you're constantly serving them. So here I am, talking to you from the Candy Colored Studio, sending you lots of love, sending you the courage that you need to take that big step and to start an email list. I have episodes about starting an email list, how to get people on your email list, like how to get people to sign up. So keep an eye out for that one. And yeah, there's lots of, we'll be talking more about this, but make it a priority. And if there's only a few things that you do in your art business or your creative business or your entrepreneurial business, ask yourself, would email lists be a good thing for me? And when am I ready to do that? And go ahead and jump in. And you can always reach out to me and let me know how it's going. Again, sending so much love from the Candy Colored Studio. Have a wonderful day. The Candy Colored Club ladies and I have got good and dirty lately, diving into the mindset issues and practical tips to help our art businesses. These are stellar ladies and are making this world a bit brighter each day. Each month, we tackle a new topic, which is handpicked by the group, depending on what everyone is struggling with most. We've worked on our email list, pricing, packaging and shipping, mindset roadblocks, and so much more. At the beginning of each month, I send them and PDF and a video lesson with actionable items for them to work on. At the end of the month, we get together in an online meeting and discuss how everyone is doing on the monthly topic. We answer questions and give support. We also take time to share wins with each other, and I see them giving love and support on social media throughout the month as well. We have a Facebook group where we ask all sorts of questions, anything under the sun, and we leave tips for each other. If you think the Candy Color Club membership would be a good fit for you, come join us. The first week of March, it'll be open for you. I'll also have 3 mini courses available that first week of March, one on email lists, another on discovering and developing your style, and the third will be on how to start a podcast. These mini courses will allow you to learn the topic at your own pace, and you can always sign up for a call so that I can help you individually. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to connect with you more deeply and to help you bring your art business to the next level. For more info and for a reminder, go ahead and sign up for my sweet list, aka my email list. You can sign up at katrinaberg.com, or you can just send me a message at K, the letter K, at katrinaberg.com.